We're living in a day where lawlessness is increasing and love is decreasing, and everyone feels judged by others, by themselves, and by God. But if you are in Christ Jesus, the condemned label has been ripped off your life, and you walk truly free from guilt, shame, and the fear of judgment. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, we hope you are enjoying these daily devotions. We are in a brand new series called I Am Convinced. And I guess we just have an overarching question that we want to ask you. What are you convinced of? We're living in these last days where lawlessness is increasing and love is decreasing, and we need to know what we're convinced of. Are you convinced that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man goes to the Father except through Him? Well, these daily devotions have one purpose in mind. That is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. There's about 8 million of us that live in the state of Washington, and we're trying to change hearts one soul at a time. How do we do that? We preach God's word, we teach God's word, and we apply it to our daily lives. So if you're enjoying this show, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, share this devotional within your huddle. You might tell a friend today, hey, do you need to get into God's word today? Go into this. Listen to this one. So we are in Romans chapter 8, and the title of this series is I Am Convinced. Let's read the scripture overall, and then we'll break it down. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit. So, what are you fully convinced of? Think about this. What are those things from the Word of God, from the Spirit of God, in your daily life that you are fully convinced? There is not anything that can shake it. In other words, I like to say this. What are the areas that you've taken off the table? What do I mean by that? I'm fully convinced that Jesus Christ is my Savior. I am fully convinced that Jesus died and rose again that I may have eternal life. You cannot try to debate me. You can try to convince me, but I am fully convinced of these things. In fact, there's a few other things. I'm fully convinced that God created the heavens and the earth in 7 days. I'm fully convinced that my hope is in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and not in governments here on earth. I am fully convinced that, I can just go on and on. There's certain things that I'm just fully convinced of about God, that God is good and I live in a fallen world. I'm convinced of that. So let's break this down. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So if you haven't read Romans chapter 6 and Romans chapter 7, that therefore, right there, that one right there, it's referring back up to all that other stuff. He's saying, here is a summary statement of what I just went through. Here is, I'm telling you that we are not to continue in sin. I'm telling you that we are not to, that the law is not simple. I'm telling you that all these kind of things. I'm telling you that in our flesh, we still struggle at times. Therefore, because of Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So let's talk about condemnation today. We don't like to talk about this. I'm fully convinced there's a heaven and there's a hell. I know we don't like to hear that nowadays, but it's true. So when this says there is no condemnation, condemnation is a judgment against someone. And right when I bring up that word judgment, someone says, don't judge me, don't judge me. I don't have to. The Word of God has already judged you. I don't have to hold on to a heart of pride and arrogance towards you. We know that one day we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. Now, there may be different judgments we'll stand before. I'm going to stand before the Bema seat of God because Jesus Christ is in my life. And if he is in your life, you'll stand before the Bema seat of Christ and that judgment there. But there will be some who will stand before the great white throne judgment, which is the judgment for salvation. And this one, people will be judged and condemned if they do not have a saving, I don't even want to say knowledge, relationship with Jesus Christ. So are you convinced there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus? Now, that is such interesting language. Are you convinced that you are no longer labeled condemned, right? So without Jesus, labeled condemned. With Jesus, no longer labeled condemned. Isn't that great? Who wants the condemnation label? Like, who wants to hold that on their badge? You know, hello, my name is, I am condemned. No, there is no condemnation, but it's for a certain group of people, for those who are in Christ Jesus. So the question you may be asking today is, am I in Christ Jesus? You need to ask that. So right now, I'm in my studio. I'm in my house. I'm in this surrounding. And that's easy because that's a positional place that we can understand quickly and easily. You might be driving your car, and so you're in your car. You might be flying in a plane, and you're listening to me. That means that you are in the airplane. So the question is, are you in Christ Jesus? Because if you are in Christ Jesus, you will not experience condemnation. If you are outside of Christ Jesus, condemnation's coming. Judgment is coming. We need to understand that this whole beginning of what are you convinced about? I am convinced that I am in Christ Jesus. Let's look at John 15, verse 3. To get a little bit more understanding what it means to be in Christ Jesus. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Did you notice this? When you are in Christ Jesus, you are cleansed because of the word that God has spoken to us, that Jesus has spoken to us. There's no condemnation. You are cleansed because of the word that Jesus has spoken. Isn't that beautiful? The blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed you from all unrighteousness. We sang about that yesterday at church. And then we see this, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Look at that. There is no condemnation. You abide in the house of Jesus Christ, you might say. You abide in the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the appearance of Jesus. You abide in the gospel. By faith, through grace, you abide. Now, what's beautiful about this scripture here, it's not only that you abide in the vine, so neither, you know, but Christ also abides in you. Look at that. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. So this is that first step that we're looking at. No condemnation. You abide in Jesus. And Jesus has broke the condemnation or tore off the condemnation label. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him. See? Not only do you have Christ in your heart, but you are in the heart of Christ. Think about that for a moment. Not only are you in the heart, Christ is in your heart, but you're in the heart of Christ. When he died on that cross, you were on his mind. He died for you once for all. He died for sin. So I am the vine, Jesus says. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. So now we see this abiding is not like a house, but it's almost maybe the thing that we could relate to it best, unless you work on a farm or something or have vineyards, is like a plug in a plug end. As long as you are plugged into that plug end, you abide in that plug end, you will bear the fruit of that energy flowing through that plug-in. Now think about that for a moment. The vine gets all of the nutrition it needs from the branches. Okay? I said that backwards. The branches get all the nutrition it needs from the vine. Jesus is that vine, that stocky part of the vineyard. And all the branches come out and it's drawing the source of life from abiding in Jesus Christ. And you will have a natural byproduct, not one that you have to somehow create in yourself or try to make up in yourself. First, it's a condemnation-free byproduct. It is a fruit that you are bearing because of who the vine is. So you are a branch and you will bear much fruit. 15:6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are condemned. This is, or burned. This is the condemnation statement of not abiding in Jesus. Look at that. So there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Are you convinced of that? But are you equally convinced that if you are not abiding in Christ Jesus, there is condemnation? See, if you're convinced of that tension that we have each and every day, you're going to be propelled by Christ to share the gospel message with others today because you know that the judgments of God are true. They're righteous. They're holy. That God is not going to allow sin to go unpunished or unpaid for. Wow, this changes everything. Yes, I'm convinced there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I'm equally convinced that if you are not in Christ Jesus, you stand condemned already. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. No condemnation if you're in Christ Jesus and your prayers will be answered. And the reason why your prayers are answered is because you're asking for or you're discussing things with God that are aligned with God's will. You're not asking for possessions and property and all this kind of stuff. You're asking for the hearts and souls of men that you could be a salt and light in that public square today. What if you stopped right now and all those employees that you have, you prayed over them and you said, Jesus, let me be a light to them. Let me be salt to them. Let me show the truth to them today. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, some of you have false guilt and false shame. In other words, Christ has paid the price for your guilt and your shame. You haven't celebrated the freedom that he has brought. You keep bringing up the old dirty laundry and trying to put it back on again and trying to walk with stinky clothes again. No, clothe yourself with Christ. You are brand new. There's no condemnation. What God has forgiven, it's been forgiven. What God has been the lifter of our head, removing all shame has been removed. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. You want to prove to be a disciple of God? Live a life free in Christ Jesus. Be free in Christ Jesus. Prove to be a disciple of Jesus. If you walk around as if under condemnation each and every day, you are not going to have the fullness of who God is. And I want you to be convinced of this, that he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Be fully convinced of that today. Be fully convinced that you can share Jesus Christ to those around you today like never before. Be fully convinced that the Son is the one who sets people free. You say, but they still struggle. Well, we're in these human bodies and we will struggle at times. Yet, are we going to proclaim our struggle or the freedom that comes through Jesus Christ? Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So when you are in Christ Jesus, like a branch is into a vine, the law of the Spirit has set you free from the law of sin and death. So gravity Gravity is a law. Let me show you. Let me demonstrate the law of gravity. Law of gravity. Here's a pen. Law of gravity. Bam. That's the law of gravity. You can't change. No matter, I can't go woo and make it stand up. Nothing will make it stand because there's a law there that takes place. The same way, the law of the spirit of life. You, as a Christ follower, all you can experience is the life that's in Christ Jesus. Why? If you want to use the branch and the vine, you are attached to the vine that is life. If you want to use the location, you are in the temple of God, and he's inside of your temple right here in your heart. You have been set free from the law of sin and of death. Can you say amen to that? I don't know. That gets me excited. Like, to be set free from the law of sin. So what's the law of sin? Just like gravity goes like this, sin goes like this to death. It's a law. And it's just bam, it's done. You can't say, I'm going to be in sin and experience life. It's an oxymoron. Maybe it's not an oxymoron. I don't know. But it's not true. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So what does that mean? Freedom. You are free from sin's enslaving rule. Not freedom to sin. You've been set free from sin's enslaving rule. You're not free to sin. The power for a new pattern of obedience and holiness driven by the Holy Spirit, Spirit's internal work rather than external pressure. Internally inside of you, because you're in Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus is in you, you have this new level of obedience and holiness that just cannot be explained because of Jesus Christ. Hope of final resurrection of full conformity to Christ, since the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells inside of you. You are set free from death, the law of death. Now look at this. For what the law could not do, in other words, the law of sin couldn't do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. So look at this. He condemned sin in the flesh. He spoke to that sin in the flesh and he said, no, in the name of Jesus, I condemn you. I have conquered you. You could say it this way. He conquered sin in the flesh. The same conquering king who resurrected from the dead dwells inside of you. Jesus condemned sin in the flesh. Why? Because so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. He made the payment. The law of sin and death. We all deserve death. It's been paid for. Might be fulfilled in us who do not walk. So this is how we do not walk according to the flesh any longer. We don't walk according to every part of our flesh. And we've went through this. There's the outer flesh and the inner flesh. The outer flesh is our body, our bones, our skin, you know, the hairs on our head. Our inner flesh, our soul, our mind, our emotions, our desires, we don't walk according to that anymore. Now, since the Holy Spirit has come in and occupied our spirit, kicked out that old spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of the world, kicked it all out, the Spirit of the living God dwells in us, and we walk according to the Spirit. The requirement of the law has been fulfilled, but for those who are in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. We do not walk according to the flesh any longer. We walk according to the Holy Spirit. So what are you convinced of today? Are you convinced that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? Are you convinced that Jesus died for our sins? Are you convinced he rose again, conquering sin and death and setting us free from the law of sin and death? Are you convinced of that? Are you convinced that you abide in him? Are you convinced you are free from condemnation? Then live a life that's worthy of the Lord today, to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace that are new every morning. God, go before us in our workplaces. God, we have this new law at work in us. It's the law of the Spirit that brings life. So let us share life with those around us. Those who are tasting death right now, God, let them experience the life that only comes through Jesus Christ. God, you are a gracious God. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. Let us honor and glorify you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.